We have three of us here, so we'll call to order the committee meetings for Monday, June 7th, 2017 at 7:03 on the clock. No formal action will be taken today. This public meeting is for purpose of discussion only. As such, no quorum is required, and member attendance may fluctuate during this meeting and between committee reports. Any item requiring formal county board action will be placed on the agenda of a regular meeting. At any time during this meeting, the board may adjourn into executive session for Section 84-1410 of the Nebraska Revised Statutes known as the Open Meetings Act. Law Enforcement Emergency Management. Carla, if you want to go first, then...
Sure, I'll go first.
Then you can go, or whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I really don't have a lot. Friday, I went to York for the SRS user group meeting. They're doing a lot of updating on the towers and doing a lot of changes.
So what's SRS?
The statewide radio system that your sheriff is on.
Okay.
So
we have a sheriff?
We do.
Oh, okay.
A wonderful one.
Good. Oh, wow. Oh, I like that. Must be Monday morning.
Yeah, Gus is just having a good Monday.
Yeah, so they're doing some updating, and they're going to be updating the dispatch consoles with Windows 10 soon, probably in the next week or so, which won't affect you guys any, but there has been some tower outages that have affected you guys. Otherwise, smooth sailing. I'm down one full-time dispatcher. Posting closes today now, so one that was... gone.
Don't remember what days of the month you checked the civil defense sirens.
First Tuesday.
First Tuesday.
Or I think it's Wednesday here. Yeah, Wednesday.
This Wednesday, then you'll be doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, I'm assuming you're making sure they're all working yet. So that's, I guess,
we're
that's
on top of it.
I don't think we text you when we had the little bit of the flooding more than anything in the city, and we. Yep. But I called the 911 center, and the lady who was working there was very knowledgeable that morning. So,
yeah, they're on top of things. So,
yeah, so
good group.
But thankfully, we didn't have any worse. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Anybody have anything else either?
I just want to thank Carla. She does good, and we appreciate it.
I'm working on it.
Before Gus starts, I did, if I can find, take me a little bit pulled up, I did text him, last Friday, and it says the knee healed really well. He has a doctor's appointment June 13th. Doctor gave him limited work return for Wednesday. That was what I told him to keep. I don't know if he's contacted you to keep in. I sent back keep in touch with the clerk's office as to how or when all that.
I'm working on. They're needing some information on that grant. She contacted me, so I got to provide payroll.
Working on grant stuff
for Tim's grant. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think he's back to work yet. We might go down and talk to Joe here a little later and stuff. So see how, but. The last meeting there, we did visit with Joe, and Joe seemed on top of things. Unless something major would happen, you know, then we'll.
Well, we had commission cards we need to have issued, but I don't know if Joe can do that or not. So I'll check with him today if he's down there and see if he can. But I will just wait.
He's there about three or four mornings a week, so Joe's been there. So
yeah,
checking in. He said he's been checking in. Joe's been checking in with Tim too and stuff. So hopefully we're handling it as long as the weather stays the way it is. So,
yep.
Go ahead, Gus.
Well, Carl, I don't have a lot. I had two items. It'll be a closed session for Wednesday.
Well, we have something this morning I want a closed session on, too. We got a email over the weekend. So,
and I think that was probably about the extent of it. We have Don Show got out to all of you copies of a couple of things that I'm interested in discussing when we start negotiating. From my perspective on it, you should have that list of that. And outside of that, jail is pretty much, I think I was telling you earlier, there was one day last week we were at 37 in jail and 17 out. But I'm sure we're hopefully back down a little bit then again now. But otherwise, just been plugging away and got receptionist got her hired last week, replaced Amanda, who resigned, moved on. We had probably 13, 14 applicants, which surprised me we had that many.
We did.
Yeah. So we had some pretty good ones. Hard decision to make, but got somebody hired Friday. So we'll just kind of move on from there. And
when will they start? This pretty soon? Or?
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, good.
Get a good notice. And,
yep.
And hopefully it's a pretty good one. So we should pick them all up and get running right away. So.
And who'd you hire? Who can you say?
Yeah, it's, well, no, I better not, Dan, because we haven't put letters out to their people yet.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I'd probably tell you in closed session or something. But
I thought it might
yeah.
be, so.
Yeah. Okay. But being that I've got letters out to everybody, I better wait on that, so.
Okay.
But otherwise, it is what it is. We're just moving along and doing what we can. And we have Deputy Balzano, his last day, which I think the 3rd. And then Deputy Chavez will be picking up the ball in about the 9th, I think, about a week. So we've got about a gap in there 1 week. Otherwise, we'll keep moving on. So.
And you guys did have your meeting on the 1st, I think, or whatever? Or, nope, you didn't have the meeting? Okay. And you had one scheduled, though, right? Yep.
But otherwise, that's all I had, so not a lot going.
Your puppy doing okay?
What?
Your puppy doing okay?
Yeah, doing very good. Doing very good. He his handler just got back in military for about a month, and they're getting reacquainted again, and had him in here a while back. Let everybody see him again. He's hitting out there, and he's getting some sniffs and some hits. So,
well, I mean, at the meeting out there in Kearney when it was out there, that Tecumseh, I think, was it Tecumseh was in the paper? They're getting one? One of those counties over there. I think it was Tecumseh, but don't quote me on that.
Could be.
Or whatever. But somebody out there, one of the board members from another county asked, how busy are you? I mean, is it, and you don't have to say how busy you are, but is it as busy as you thought it'd be or what?
With the dog, you mean?
With the dog, yeah.
Well, a lot depends on how active your handler wants to be.
Okay.
You know, the dog will be busy because every time he stops somebody, if he desires, he can have the dog out with him.
Oh, okay.
If the dog wants to walk around and hit on something, they can. You know, where he had probable cause, I think there's something there. So, yeah.
Have you had the need to call him out quite often or not?
I haven't actually called him out. I've had requests. One school for a sniff. I've had a couple people get cars. They buy cars and kind of suspicious of people they bought it from. So when it comes to work, he'll have them walk them around it, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we'll get a request now and then. Otherwise, it's pretty much just when he's working the road. And every morning I'll be able to tell him the next morning when reports come through what he's generated himself. So it make a lot of difference, too. You know, if you had an interstate through your county, it makes a big difference.
That makes a big difference.
It's just it'll go with time. If we start doing selective enforcements, then he's there for all the cars being stopped. You know, just depends. When we did the last time, before we had this dog, we had a lot of hits. A lot of hits. I was surprised over a 5-hour period. Probably more, we had more drug arrests than we had traffic infractions. So, yeah. It's out there. Just gotta work your way around to find it. So, and you'll hear more about some of that stuff Wednesday then anyway. So.
Okay.
Yep.
How's our population?
I was telling Myron last week one day, I can't remember which one it was, I think we had 37 in jail and 17 out. And, of course, we're back down because we tried to, most of those come in that one day were female. They had 4 or 5 females come in, so we had to ship them out to Washington, Kansas. But it stays up around the 30 mark quite often. Hangs right in there.
So, and when you say that many in, that many out, the in are in the jail, the out are in the other places?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Going out of other facilities. At that time, we probably had Washington, Fall City probably at that time. But I think we've got ours out of Tecumseh now. So
I mean, 17 out's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Willis saw that one meeting I was at. He said they've been more selective on the federal ones they're taking because not pick on nationalities, but they got one of a certain nationality that could not eat the regular meal. Ended up the way they had to do the meals and stuff was costing a little over $10 a meal. three times a day.
Willis told me that, too. That's a big deal.
They're still making money. Don't let them kid you.
They're
charging $85-$90 a day. They're making money.
I thought for some of the federal ones, they were getting over $100.
And they could be.
Yeah. I remind them of that profit.
Big time profit. Yeah, so they're not hurting any.
I told him when we have one of those special requests, Gus always says he goes to Burger King. So.
No, I'll tell you what. Well, I won't tell you when they have that special request, but
no, well, it's because of religious beliefs or whatever. He can have certain kind, and yeah.
The word neutral oaf always works well when I bring that up. It kind of takes care of that request. So, but anyway, yeah, it's those things you have to just dance around. But if I could have that capacity and charge that money, you can accommodate a little bit.
I know it.
And that's why I say they're getting picking and choosing now because it's a liability for them, so they don't. They don't have to hassle.
It sounds like they more are. They're picking and choosing more. Yeah.
They are. Yep.
Anything else for Gus? Otherwise, you want a closed session on Wednesday for negotiations?
Yeah. There's two things. Well, that and a couple other things as well.
Okay, will you stay here? We got the letter from
attorneys
that we need to have a closed session on till here.
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh.
I thought I had this.
I don't remember getting that one either. So
I couldn't remember if I put it in or didn't.
But since Dave's here, unless somebody else has something yet, we'll go ahead and have Dave now and stuff so that before we go into closed session.
So we're going to go into building and grounds?
No, we're going to buildings and grounds for a little bit. That's what you're here for, or are you here for something, Sherry?
No, building and grounds. Can we just do buildings and grounds under law enforcement?
I'll just combine it. Yeah, I'll just put it in my minutes combined. Okay. Go ahead.
Building and grounds is way more important than law enforcement. You better get your priorities straight. Okay,
Gus,
Mr. Chairman.
You going to take that sitting down, Gus?
I'm learning from Dale to suck up. I'm still
learning. Told him it's his problem. He should have been a custodian. We got it made. Good morning. I just had a few things. Avenue of Flags went very well this year. The weather was beautiful, and we had a good turnout, and they really look nice. I don't know if you saw they had a little drone go around, it was really neat. So that went well. The boiler over at the sheriff's office is due for a 5-year boiler inspection. We drained that and took it down, and everything looks good. They just have to do an internal inspection on it, and I think that'll go very well. The Weimar project, it looks like it's about done. I sent some pictures on Thursday, I think it was. They poured this two sidewalks for the rainfall coming off of the buildings. He did not take out the front sidewalk, and when we looked at the contract, that was kind of questionable. It said if compromised, and he did not touch the front sidewalk at all, so he felt like he could leave it, and I kind of agreed that it nothing changed.
John, did you look? What condition is the front sidewalk in? I guess that before we say we're you know,
there is a crack in it that's always been there.
Yeah, kind of heave, but it's probably I didn't even look to the sidewalks to the north and south of it. I would say it's similar to them, but
I'm kind of the same way. I went down and looked at it too, John, but I didn't see anything huge that. Okay. Would make it be replaced.
Because our plan is to put it on, have discussion on Wednesday and put it, decide how to dispose of the property, whether we want an auction or whether we want Gus to go down and just have a surf sale or what we want to do, or sealed bids or what. But Wednesday we'll have discussion and vote on how to dispose of the property.
Okay.
Is that on the agenda?
For
the Weimar property discussion.
No.
I don't know how you want to word it. We want to have a discussion on how to
disposing of property.
Dispose of the Weimar property, you know, to have.
Okay, so do I need an action item?
Yes, you need an action item. Because we're going to vote on whether we want to. I don't care what, you know, you can have sealed bids come in, you can go down, we can have Gus go down and just stand down there and have an auction or whatever you want. I'm open for thoughts. I don't care.
Yeah.
And have you talked to...
I haven't talked to those two guys.
I mean,
I could certainly do that.
Visit with them, just see if they're, I mean, ideally, in a perfect world, one of them may end up with it. We can't control that, though, but we have to put it out. We're public. We have to put it out for public, you know, but I want to give
them. Well, they've been looking at it real closely.
They have been.
Yeah.
I want to give them every opportunity. Yeah. Though,
that's the word I got from our contractor when I was down there and they were working.
They were watching.
Yeah.
Well, they were watching their adjoining buildings.
Yes.
And it did come down clean. It really it looks
But
nice.
It looks pretty nice down
it
there.
Does,
some of the pictures you've been,
Absolutely.
Somebody sent, I don't know if John did it or who, but they got the cement.
So, yeah,
the cement
those,
board. And,
right, yeah, yeah. So now the only thing that's left is, and this is the county's responsibility to just seed it. I have not done anything with that yet, but we'll probably just plant some ryegrass down there and
But we'd like to, you know, I mean, we want to be able to set a date if we're going to have an auction, but if we want sealed, closed or sealed bids or whatever you call it, the bids that way to come in, then we want to set a date when they come in and all that. So we want that as an action item on Wednesday so that we don't. Now, John, you had something about there's another little property down there, something.
There is at least one other property that hasn't ever been disposed of because the adjoining landowner wasn't sure if they were liable for any tax liens on it. And at the sheriff's auction, they couldn't tell him at that time.
I can't even tell you the parcel number.
You got a parcel number?
I can get it.
Go visit with Lori, and because I'd like to put that one, do something with that one, too, if we could.
Yeah. Can you say where that is from the present?
Well, it's in the block to the south. It's on Faces D Street.
It's just a little strip, isn't it?
I think it's only 10 or 15 foot wide. I don't know how it was ever that narrow. But
I don't know how we ever ended up
to the south over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So kind of directly west of Good Samaritan?
Yep.
Okay.
It's not a building. It's just a strip of ground.
Yep. It's
okay.
Happened.
Okay.
Yep.
That.
Because with all those buildings in there, I get down there and I walk. And I
don't know if there was a building on it one time. And
I think there was.
But I don't know why the county needs to own a piece of strip of ground down. We'll find out more about it. And if we can, Wednesday, we'll have that too, something on that. But if not, we'll have to delay that a little bit and then
Could we store stuff down there?
I don't think it's big enough to store anything on. I don't even know who's been mowing it or what or if it's wheat.
I think the adjoining neighbor has
been mowing it.
Yeah.
Maybe Gus could store some prisoners down there on that strip.
Well, if he's been owning it, that shows ownership. So,
well, normally
he's been mowing it.
I say if he's been mowing it,
almost.
That shows ownership.
Yeah.
Well, I'll sell them, but it'll be subject to liens and coming to the outfits. That's just automatic on mowers for sale. So.
It is. Well, if John gets the parcel, we can find out from Lori what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be get me the parcel number, text me or something.
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
And then last thing, we had Windstream. They were down 2 weeks ago in the past, and I talked about that a little bit. They did come down again and broke down some numbers on how many OPX lines that we have. Those are the lines that go to the offsite premises that we have so much trouble with, and gave us some numbers. If we did eliminate those, Don did some figuring on this. It was $1,822 less per month that we would pay, and they're predicting their service would, through a lease agreement, would be $2,500 to $3,000 per month. That would be a 5-year lease.
Go over that again. Who was the $1,800 less to?
To the phone, towards the phone bill, because we would eliminate the OPX lines that we pay for.
Towards, I mean, that's with Windstream or Americom or who?
Windstream. This is, all three.
So that reduced $1,800, but then it jumped to $2,500, so we'd spend $700 a month more.
Well,
it's going to be about even. Our bill runs around $3,500, or around $35,000 to $4,000 is what our actual phone bill runs. So it's going to be about the same as what we're paying right now. We'll still have to keep a few things. And there may be some yet come off of here. They couldn't get specific yet till we know how the outlying office is, how many lines will have to go and what won't. So depending on what probation gets on their own system, too, so we're kind of a couple of unknowns yet. But
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't talk numbers until you, or did you already get something from Diode?
I have not. I should this week.
Probably shouldn't talk numbers until
you've
heard something from them.
Yeah, you're right.
To be fair.
And that is bringing fiber in to the building.
That would be, yes, bringing fiber. And he had some advantage points to doing this where we would eliminate OPX lines and it would not be using a computer line, which he said other companies would use the internet. His is called a MPLS line. And forgive me, I don't understand phones good enough. I caught some of it, but I don't really understand how it works. But it's just...
Currently, where do I mean, outside of the sheriff's and the veterans office, we go to the probation and the...
Probation, highway, and extension.
Oh, highway and extension.
Yeah. And as of now, today again, well, it was on Friday, I found out that the fax line down at the highway department isn't working. So it just is either a large problem. You know, 2 weeks ago I told you it was extension office. Now it's a line. So it just seems like there's a lot of issues with the OPX line.
But you're looking at getting proposals so that theirs won't come through here, those three? Or what are you looking at, I guess?
It still would come through here and leave through here, but not on the existing lines that it used before. And that's where he threw up these MPLS lines that it would
It would be a different type
different.
Of a process where it's routed through here. The other vendors, and Dave has talked to Diode, was one of them, that they go over the internet. Which, if your internet goes down, you have no phone service. The other thing is, Windstream has a redundancy system set up. We'll have a redundancy system over at the sheriff's office. So if something would happen, it would go down here. That's a backup over there, so that they would have a system set up over there.
So if it went down here, they would still be having their phones, but their phone wouldn't work.
I think it would be a redundancy system, so we could operate with that system.
We just have to.
Yeah. It's the way I understood it.
Right.
And they're willing to come in and give a presentation if you guys want them to.
Well, as we get closer, I don't know if you want to visit with Diode or when, I don't know when you want to, but yeah, if they want to come in and give a presentation, I'm sure we'd be open to that.
Okay.
So.
That sounds
yeah,
good.
I think that'd be good.
I think that'd be good.
All right. Last thing would be just the restroom project. I just got to put some door handles on and a mirror up, and we'll open that up. So,
what do you need a mirror for? Everybody around here so beautiful and handsome.
Yeah,
I got to get men and women both involved in this.
Do the men get back their restroom, or the women get them both?
The men will be getting theirs back here shortly.
Thank you, Dave. What? How many?
Pink dividers.
They're not pink.
We get,
yes.
No, ours is.
They're called cranberry. And that's all I have.
They probably ought to put some sort of photo opportunity on the front page of the Beatrice Daily Sun. Because every day now it's arrest somebody for, somebody is somebody. You know, we ought to get restrooms in there, Scooter.
Scott could have a headline, Gage County Courthouse gets new urinals or something like that.
Yes, right. Nobody arrested today. We got urinals.
Yeah, I got new urinals.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Anything else? Otherwise, we do need a little bit of a closed session with the letter we got from our attorneys.
You know, we got...
you got something else?
No, but you know, we got two tracts of land in Ellis. One that's 400ths of an acre and one that's 300ths of an acre.
In Ellis, we own.
Yep.
Really?
Shows. Yeah.
Where's that at?
I don't know.
In Ellis itself? Yeah,
that's what it says.
They aren't part of a road going through there or something, are they? Or
oh, it could be.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Yeah,
could be.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scooter.
Well,
there is a county road going through there.
At 7:28, we're going to go into closed session, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual, and it's for negotiations.
We're all out?
We're all out. I'm sure first he'd like to find that out. We're all out.
Okay.
We are coming out of closed session at 8:09 on the clock. Yeah, we can handle that.
All right, we're going into finance.
Okay, right, let's adjourn.
We're adjourning law enforcement, emergency management, and going into finance.